शन्ति पान्ति कलयन्ति चिरं जगन्ति आनन्दचिन्मयसदुज्जलविग्रहस्य गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि अद्वैतयच्युतयनादिअनन्तरूपम् आद्यं प्राणपुरुषं नवजौवनञ्च वेदेषु दुर्लभयदुर्लभयात्मभक्तौ गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि गोविन्दम् पन्थास्तु कोटिशतवत्स सम्प्रगम्य वायोरथापि मनसो मुनिपुङ्गमानम् स्वस्ति जप्रपदसीम्ना अविचिन्ततत्ते गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि Today, a birth appearance ceremony of Lord Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Janma karmam medibhyam jo janati tattata tattadeham punarjanma naiti mameti kaun. My dear Arjuna, any person who simply tries to understand about my transcendental birth or appearance and disappearance and activity, janma karma, the personality of Godhead, He is not niskriya, without activities. So, anyone who can understand what kind of activities the Lord has and what kind of birth He accepts, simply by understanding these two things, one gets wonderful result. What is that? Tattadiham. By quitting this body, Tattadiham punarjanmanaiti. He does not take any more birth in this material world. Tattadiham punarjanmanaiti. Some of us may think that punarjanmanaiti means he becomes vanquished. No, punarjanmanaiti, but mameti. He does not come to this material world, but he comes to me, mameti. Mameti means then the Supreme Personality of Godhead has got his place, abode, where we can go, simply by understanding the nature of his appearance and activities. So today is that auspicious day, Janmashtami, when Lord Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago in India, Mathura. Those who are Indian ladies and gentlemen present, they know very well where is Mathura. It is about 90 miles south of New Delhi. The Mathura is still existing and it is eternally existing. The Krishna appeared in Mathura in his maternal uncle's house in a very precarious condition. That birthplace, Lord Krishna's birthplace, is now maintained very nicely. One who goes to India, they see. So anyway, Lord Krishna appeared on this planet 5,000 years ago. Now, Krishna says, janma karma me divyam. Divyam means not ordinary. It should not be understood just like we take our birth. Krishna does not take his birth like us. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna inquired from Krishna, my dear Krishna, you are speaking that formally you spoke this Jova system of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. That means it is millions and trillions years ago you spoke. How can I believe it? Because Krishna was contemporary to Arjuna. So he was thinking that Krishna is my friend, is my cousin, brother. How it is possible that he spoke this Bhagavad Gita Yoga to sun god? So what was the reply? The reply was this, that you also appear many, many times, I also appear many, many times. The difference is that I can remember, you cannot remember. That is the difference between God and ordinary living creature. That we are also taking birth after birth. There are 8,400,000 species of life. And so long we are in this material world, we are cycling round this birth after birth. So Krishna's birth is not like that. Therefore Krishna says, janma karma me divyam, ju janati tatat. Tatat means in truth, not superficially, scientifically, one who knows. He can get immediately liberation. And how one can understand the same truth? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mam abhijanati javan jaschami tattat. Again, the same thing, tattata, in truth. If anyone wants to know God or Krishna in truth, not superficial, then he has to undertake the process of devotion and service, bhaktya. In another place, Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati. Any person who gives me a little fruit, little flower, little water, but with devotion, bhaktya, that is the only qualification. Krishna says, taya bhaktya upuritam asnami. Because he brings it with devotion and faith and love, I eat. Krishna eats. We are offering in the temple prasadam, so he eats. Because he says, I eat. How you can say that he does not eat? Some gentleman who asked me that Swamiji, you offer prasadam in the temple, but do you think Krishna or God eats? I answered, yes, why not? He says, I eat. How you can say he does not eat? But he do not know how he eats. Due to poor fund of knowledge, you think that God does not eat. But his eating process is different. That is answered in the Brahma Sangita. Brahma Sangita, it is said, Angani yasa sakalendriya vittimanti. God's senses, Krishna's senses, are as powerful as other senses. Just like I can see with my eyes, but Krishna can eat also with his eyes. That is the way. Angani jasa sakalendriya.